and a, of course, a medical doctor as well, Dr. Steve Pachenik, stevepachenik.com. Also co-wrote some of the books, of course, with the late, great man that brought you the Patriot Games and so many other bestsellers, Tom Clancy. And he joins us right now. Dr. Pachenik, a lot to cover. Good to have you back with us.
It's always a pleasure, Alex, and I want to thank you and particularly your audience for the past 14 years for being able to be truthers in the so-called marginalized majority, and I'll tell you why. Jeb Bush, like his former brother, Bush Jr., and his father, Bush Sr., are not very bright people. And he literally fell in love in what we call a PSYOPS program, where he thought he'd become president of the United States. And I warned them repeatedly, if he comes to the forefront, we will tear him apart and basically will use him as a target to get to 9/11. And he fell for it. And now that Trump came to the forefront, Carson, but that is the expression of the majority of us who now know, after 14 years, that 70% of us believe it was an inside job. And in fact, it was an inside job. The real truthers, the architects of America, myself, where Bush's own deputy secretary of defense, the key man in his administration, even admitted to me it was a standout false flag. And I'll go before U.S. prosecutor, given the name, as well as the name of two CIA operatives who were involved and had to admit that it was a stand-down and false flag, as well as the fact that the administration has been very afraid of me, including the fact that the head of Cyber Command today said I was the most dangerous man in this country for the simple reason that they know that I can run PSYOPS operations against them, which I had for 14 years, as well as PSYOPS operation overseas where we were successful. Now, I don't say this about myself. I'm saying this to you, Alex, because you were there when I needed you and when the truthers needed you. I am very proud to be a truther, and I'm very proud to be a so-called conspirator, because, in fact, Jeb Bush knows very well, and I've met him, and I told him that his brother's lucky not to be assassinated because we want him in there in order for he and his family to deserve the punishment that the Bushes deserve for 50 years of miscreant behavior against the United States. It didn't just start with Jeb Bush, who was a liar, a conspirator, a totally inept entrepreneur whose wife was indicted by the customs, his daughter's been in jail, whose own family is a disgrace to the conservative values, who he himself is a disgrace, as well as Marvin and Neil. Those are facts. They were involved in Silverado. I had to take over the SNLs in Maryland, and then I had to go after Marvin and Mel and Neil in 1980s, but they were excused from prosecution while we prosecuted people in 1980. So my involvement doesn't just go back with serving Bush Sr. under the Reagan administration. It goes back 20 years before that. And let me get back to the truth, which was one thing that you people have always asked. Did George Bush Sr. actually fly out of a plane and skydive? The answer is no. He was never shot down. The truth of the matter is that everyone who flew around him in World War II knew he was not shot down, but he began the big lie of all lies, and it continued in the family. Not one person in that family has served our country nobly or patriotically. And in fact, Jeb Bush, as long as he was out there, was a perfect target for me and others who could take him apart and come in from the extreme right, or what we call the truthers and the conservative element, and allow a guy like Trump and Carson to come in and say, you know what, we feel we talk for the majority of the silent majority. In other words, the marginalized majority.
Sure. What do you make of the current situation?
No family detrimental to this country than the Bush and the Clintons. Let me repeat that again. I work in intelligence. I ran PSYOPS operations. I work very closely with the Bushes. I know Roger Ailes of Fox. So I know exactly what they're trying to cover up and what they're doing. It is not working. Thanks to you, Alex, and thanks to the American public, they're falling apart.
Well, I don't want the thanks.
Jeb Bush is there, the easier it is for me to attack them and the United States to attack Jeb and the Bush family in total. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Alex.
No, we've got to go to break, but I want to come back and get more into this 9/11 being brought up by Trump. He obviously knows what he's doing.
Of course he's picking
a fight with him. I want to get your view on Donald Trump. Can he be trusted? What you think of Carson, where you see all of this going, what you think about the Russians over there in Syria, the fact that it's known that our government's running Al-Qaeda now. I mean, stuff that people just couldn't believe 5 years ago is now being accepted. And how do you think it's going to backfire on people like Purina, the lady on the Five show, whenever she sits there and does that? Well, the war to take over was lost. The globalists did get control, but now there's a war to expose them, and they are losing. Dr. Steve Pachinik's our guest, stevepachinik.com. The military 3 years ago, 2 years ago, said we will not be the air force for Al-Qaeda in Syria. We have seen members of Congress come out and expose the 28 pages on 9/11. The work you, the audience, has done, and people like Steve Pachinik and architects and engineers from 9/11 Truth and countless others have done, is now bearing fruit, and it's going to continue. Now, people don't buy the bin Laden hoax. Cy Hirsch came out and said it's fake, you know, 13 years after Pachinik did. So the truth is, no one buys what they're doing. They're losing credibility worldwide. Geopolitically, what does this do to the criminal cabals on the inside, knowing that people now in the court of public opinion are aware of who really carried out 9/11, and how does that affect their next move? And then your take on Donald Trump, your take on Carson, and where the country is.
Thank you very much. The truth of the matter is, this is one of the most phenomenal American revolutions I have ever seen, and the one we were waiting for, Alex. I thank you, and I thank the audience, and I thank the so-called alternative media, which really became the mainstream media. The reality is, Trump had been monitoring this mainstream media for a long time. I knew it. He knew it. Many of us had known that. And in fact, when we put his name up for the next presidency, he took it and basically ran with it. And this is the true expression of the moral majority and the fact that we are so tired of the people who committed the crime of 9/11. Now, once Trump gets in, my suspicion is many of them will be arrested. And that's what I think will happen in the long run. I don't know Trump personally. I do know his background. I know a lot about his character. He is a man who will do exactly what he said. Ben Carson, I happen to know a little bit better because I was in Johns Hopkins Medical Center. He's a well-known neurosurgeon. He's a man of his convictions. And believe me, once he puts his mind to something that is immoral, as the 9/11 stand-down was, there will be consequences. So, in fact, we have to look at this as a very positive movement where, in fact, where the people who've committed this, and we have the names. It's not as if we don't know the names. It's the Hadleys and the Condoleezza Rice and the Rumsfelds and the Cheneys and a whole bunch of them, even Sandy Berger, who worked under Clinton. These are the names that will be eventually known very well and possibly arrested in time. And that depends on the American public because now they're very scared. The backlash was huge. They never expected us to come in and be able to pronounce the truth 14 years later. But thanks to you, the audience, and the American public, God bless them.
Please don't give us any thanks. We're doing our duty. Plus, we don't want to take credit for it.
No, no. Let me explain something. Doing your duty and going beyond the call of duty is really what you did. 14 years ago, you were a very young man who took a very big risk on someone you didn't know, namely me. And I never forgot that, nor did the American public. And you deserve that, Alex. That's why CNN and Fox News are in trouble. I know Roger, and I like Roger Ailes. But he's finished. He knows that with Charlie Krauthammer, whom I know, really he can't go anywhere. They just repeat the same nonsense. Charlie trained under me at Harvard University. He's a nice guy, but he's not really in the front line of combat and intelligence. Now let me get to where the real problem is. Not only will we turn around and get rid of these people, but Russia, in effect, watched what we were doing. And Putin went from a tactical genius to a chessboard genius. And he understood that our military could not affect a successful combat mission. And he saw that repeatedly in Iraq, Afghanistan, Yemen, and Sudan. What he did in turn was to inform us, basically the intelligence service, that he was going in, and he told Obama, and he was going to sacrifice Russian men and women, as well as airplanes and advanced technology, to do the dirty work that we couldn't do. While we were playing around, not knowing what to do, and having no strategy whatsoever in Syria and Iran, I suggested that the Russians come in, do our dirty work, pay the price that they had, in return for which they would come back into the fold and be part of an alliance that would be quite strong. And that's exactly what they're doing. I don't condone what Bashar Assad did, but I do know that he was there to protect the Christians. And one of the issues that came up in your show, and I said it repeatedly, Christians were being slaughtered all over the Middle East thanks to the CIA-created Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and all the other groups that were funded by Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Dubai. Now what happened is we strategically involved Iran, that has no qualms with the Christians, the Russians, who represent Christianity, and in fact are fighting back on all the elements that are involved in Syria.
Dr. Pechenik, stay there. Riveting stuff. And again, you've been a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. You do talk to all these people. Pechenik really has been doing the things he says he's doing here on air. It's pretty amazing. And, of course, also ran the famous Camp David Accords as well, and is credited with helping get that deal. We're going to go back to Dr. Steve Pechenik in a minute. I want to go to calls all over the map, 9-11 and drills, preparing for what's happening in the economy, what are solutions to what's happening, Obama and Putin, Russia. We got a lot of questions and comments for myself and Dr. Steve Pechenik. StevePechenik.com is his website. By the way, we're funded by you out there, not even so much sponsors. That's why it's imperative, if you believe in this info and want to keep spreading it, to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the, it's got to be approaching 1,000 products that are stuff I use, things I think are great, things that have great reviews. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com is the vitamins, the minerals, the nutraceuticals. Hillary for Prison 2016 is one of our best-selling T-shirts ever. It says Legalize Freedom, InfoWars.com on the back end. Sure, there's a bunch of crooks, but the idea of Hillary for Prison shows they're all a bunch of criminals. That's why they're talking about impeaching Obama. They're talking about criminal charges for Hillary now, mainstream news. This is the idea. Getting back in their face. Plus, you get a great T-shirt that looks like a campaign shirt. That's a sick joke that helps fund the operation. It's been sold out for over a month and a half. Super Male Vitality is simply, what is it, 10 known concentrated cold-pressed non-GMO herbs that give me more stamina, energy, libido, you name it. It blows away leading competitors. It's got just, you know, more than 4-star review out of 5 stars, third-party review sites. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. And again, it's so important for folks to go to the website and read the reviews for yourself. Here's just some of the reviews that came in yesterday. They're coming in every few hours, but this is what we printed off yesterday. This is InfoWarrior in Hawesville, Kentucky. I'm pronouncing that right, H-A-W-E-S-Ville, Kentucky. There's nothing bad about Super Male. It's the best product I've found, and it works. I use it daily. It's great to take at work and to work out with. Alex Jones has great products. I've been telling all my friends about this product. Alex Jones, you're the best. No, you're the best for supporting us. Thank you so much. It was a 5-star review. Here's another 5-star review by Guide in Boise, Idaho. This is far superior to other products I've tried in the past. Stamina, clarity, especially in the mornings with no running out of gas in the afternoon. It works for me. I noticed a better recovery from my workouts. I would recommend this to a friend. There's over 1,000 reviews just for Super Male, Super Female. It's pretty much the same compound. It has a couple different things in it. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com. And again, I want to thank all of you that have been purchasing the products, because we couldn't fund this operation without you. We have a lot of other specials running right now with free shipping on water filters and 10% off, free shipping on storable foods. And we don't have storable foods and things because we're living in fear. We're trying to be prepared. We're trying to be ready in these crazy times. Now, Dr. Pechenik, you've gotten into the state of the world, the loss of confidence in the system, what Russia is doing. I want to cover a bunch of waterfront points before we go to these phone calls. What else is big on your radar screen right now? What do you expect the establishment to try to do to go after Trump? What do you expect Obama to do? Why is Hillary going around saying repeal the Second Amendment and maybe we should have mass gun confiscation? Doesn't she know that's incredibly unpopular? Or are they that disconnected from reality? As a psyop, why would she be trying to do that?
Well, Hillary's in a very serious problem. And once again, I want to thank your audience and you. What we did was, in fact, to do a psyops on Hillary which was in effect to create Bernie Sanders, to bring him out, to co-opt her extreme left, and then to bring Biden in to co-opt her middle, and then to break up and fractionate her system. The reason Hillary's in trouble is because thanks to our FBI and James Comey, who's the new director of the FBI, she's going to be prosecuted because Obama made a statement with that which was totally inappropriate, and the FBI was furious, as well as many of us who work with the FBI, and that was that Hillary, in his 60-minute point, Obama said, oh, Hillary made the mistake, but it didn't affect national security. That was not true. Obama lied again. In fact, Comey and the FBI operatives and agents who worked diligently all the time, they were ready to indict Petraeus, who had severe, severe infractions against national security and would have been imprisoned had Obama not said something. So they're furious at this point again that Obama is trying to make light of the fact that Hillary may go to prison, and Trump is correct. She should be going to prison. I worked in the State Department. The two people who worked for me, Pat Kennedy, the Undersecretary for Management, was involved with Hillary in the collusion to get a private server, and Eric Boswell, who was head of diplomatic security. Both were involved in Benghazi. Both have to be held accountable for collusion in a conspiracy to defraud and violate federal laws. I know these guys. They worked for me. There was no way that Hillary could have done this on her own. So, in fact, we should have faith in our internal systems because Congress is coming around. The FBI does come around. Our intelligence community, who does not agree with Obama and the Bushes, have helped out in many different ways. I can't go into specifics, but they made sure that our soldiers did not get killed. And, in fact, you haven't heard of any Americans that are getting killed in Syria or Iraq when, in fact, our intelligence covert operations are working there and tediously. And they can't be identified. So we are functioning, and we're functioning along the lines of patriotism and a new revolution. The Hillarys, the Bushes, the Clintons are no longer relevant. They've been marginalized because they attempted to grab power so obviously, so ostentatiously, and the American public eventually began to realize what was happening thanks to your show and many other shows.
Please don't thank us anymore.
Well, Alex, that's the reality, and thanks to many of the bloggers and those who really stood up, now we have been able to corner this dynasty, the Clintons as well as the Bushes. And I know the Clintons well. I know her daughter well. And they should be prosecuted accordingly. Bill should be prosecuted. Sandy Berger, who was his national security
advisor. Well, let me throw this in, because we've already gone over who should be indicted, and I agree with you. There should certainly be a national investigation opening all this up, and then it'll fall like a house of cards. But expanding on that, clearly, I kept saying, how delusional are they to have Clinton and Bush dynasties run again, knowing nobody wants them? Are you saying good people in intelligence agencies and their own campaign people suckered them, and this has all been a trap? Because that's what it looks like to me.
Well, not only them. There are people like myself and others who've been in PSYOPs operations, and we suckered them because this has been a 14-year operation. It's not something that just came overnight. And Jeb was so stupid that he literally reiterated what his brother said and Rumsfeld quoted about Pearl Harbor. So they were suckered. They've been suckered in for a long time because people like myself and others have monitored them for a long period. They've been warned repeatedly through blogs. And despite all of that, they went in because they are self-delusional. And in the business of manipulation of self-delusional, grandiose, paranoid people, it's not hard to manipulate them. The one who was not manipulated was Putin, and he understood very quickly how to move in a country that had no leadership, no direction on the foreign policy side, not on the domestic side. On the domestic side, we were extremely effective with lowering the ruble, the ability to make Russia a weaker economy,
sure,
and to be able to monitor that. So,
let me ask you this question. What do you expect Turkey and Saudi Arabia to do now that they're not going to be able to break up Syria as easily? Are they...
Erdogan has got a very serious problem. He has been caught putting his hand in the dishes and killing Kurds instead of fighting ISIS. He created ISIS. The Kurds know that, the Turks know that, the Americans know that. Now he has to pay the price. Either he works with the American military or he goes against it, and he will be in serious trouble in his coming election. When he blew up all these Kurds, he put himself in harm's way. As for Saudi Arabia, I've told you years ago, the point of putting Iran into play and making it a Middle Eastern hegemony was to, in fact, neutralize all the neocons in the United States as well as Saudi Arabia.
So is Obama breaking more with the neocons now, as some are saying?
We are totally broken up with the neocons. The neocons have been identified from Newland to Hadley to all of them, Wolfowitz, and they still work with Jeb, and now they're going to be rounded up psychologically and, in fact, incarcerated eventually. They know that. They thought they could get away with much of this, but when, in fact, Iran came in,
sure,
and Saudi Arabia and Pakistan are in trouble, Dubai is in trouble, Jordan's in trouble, all the Sunni...
Well, let me throw this in there. 4 years ago, when the Libya thing was going on, you came on and you said, our military is not going to put up with destabilizing these countries and putting radicals in.
But
you said big foundations are doing this. It's going to blow up. And then we did see the military come out and hold up the signs saying we're not going to be Al-Qaeda's air force. So they changed the name to ISIS to confuse the narrative. That didn't work. I had major whistleblowers on. The Justice Department called up and threatened to arrest him. They threatened us. They've been threatening us. We just said, whatever, we're just standing up to you. And so now, like a house of cards, it's starting to fall. But I don't want to be, you know, overconfident here. But it is true that when push came to shove, when it became completely clear, our military said we are not going to aid Al-Qaeda murdering Christians. And people are like, well, big deal. They should have said no. Well, within the power structure, it's very hard to do the right thing. But I think this revealed the true mental rot beyond Machiavelli that is going on in this elite. That how did they think they could really get away with turning Al-Qaeda loose all over the world while claiming they're fighting Al-Qaeda? I mean, do they understand? So I think that's what I'm getting from you. Do they understand how much they've been exposed, Dr. Pachinik?
They're beginning to understand. When I said that 4 years ago on your show that the military wouldn't tolerate it, it wasn't wishful thinking. I knew Dempsey and I knew his people around him and the Navy and the commanders and all. These are very honorable men and women. They would not tolerate what we call the stand down that was done in AFRICOM, that was done all around there. In 8 hours, there's no reason why our military could not have gotten to Libya. Every military officer knew that. 12 Navy officers were dismissed. And in fact, when you start to play with our military, and this has been true my whole life. Now, one of the things your audience does not know, I was a military officer while I was a deputy assistant secretary. So I not only held the position of deputy assistant secretary and a military Navy officer, I also held an intelligence position. So throughout my whole career, including now, our military has been the backbone of our country, as well as our intelligence service. From time to time, they get into trouble or they're told to do things they don't want to do. But when they do the things they don't want to do, like 9/11, they will come back with a vengeance, and so will our military. Our officers at the major and lieutenant and colonel levels and the colonel and general levels are formidable. These are men who have many degrees. Dempsey, who I met, I had a discussion with, he was willing to go up against the president of the United States and refuse orders to do things. Now, that will be hopefully followed by the commandant of the Marine Corps, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, as well as Air Force officers and Navy officers. But we have to thank our military and our intelligence.
We do. We do.
FBI.
There's so much opposition to the globalists there and actually people trying to stand up for real American interests. We did a piece of last week, I don't know if you saw it, about the mental illness of Obama, showing you 6 years ago saying it, a year ago saying it. Now major diplomats are saying it and others are saying, and he's giving speeches where he looks like he's on painkillers or something. Do you have any intel specifically, or just as a psychiatrist watching him, I mean, are you doing this from a further away diagnosis? Because now people are seconding and thirding what you said. Or do you have intel that Obama is mentally ill? And if so, what is his mental problem?
I'm not going to say he's mentally ill. He was born with sociopathy. He grew up with sociopathy. The system, particularly the CIA at the time, bred him, fostered him. People like Geithner, Peter Geithner, when Timothy said he didn't know, they lied. The whole system lied. The Pritzkers lied, who were the former allies of Al Capone. I mean, the whole Chicago mob lied. Ari Emanuel, Emanuel, the whole family lied. So you have a product here that comes out of Chicago, out of a collusive element that doesn't have to be paranoid, but he himself is not qualified to be any type of leader. He never had it. He was never capable of it. But they thought having a black young man who had a Muslim name would somehow change the perception of America. It was a serious mistake. He learned all the technology that we knew from DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects. He came into power and didn't really know how to wield it. He then started false flags, with Newtown was an obvious false flag, and then we have Oregon, which is a repetition of Newtown. I mean, how many Asperger's mothers and kids can be shooting all those people? Even my special forces can't recruit Asperger's, so this is really ridiculous. And what you have here is a man who's totally alienated from what's going on. I don't want to give him a mental health label because I don't think he deserves it. He has to have an accountability as a man who was not qualified to do what he did, was not qualified to be president, and in fact indicts the Democratic Party so seriously that they were stupid enough, and I know the people involved, some of the liberals and famous congressmen, who thought this was a great idea, and I said it was a stupid idea because he would eventually fail and he would destroy our country. Now, thanks to you and many others, we have been able to turn this tide around and see what will happen. If Trump comes in and Ben Carson comes in, now I will be very serious to your audience. I have warned both candidates that they are targets for assassination. And the reason that is the case is that they both are able to manipulate emotions very effectively. Plus, you have families out there in the dynasties who've known to kill people, the Bushes and the Clintons. That's not theory. That's not some make-believe notion. That is the notion that the Secret Service has to take very seriously. And also, we Americans have to hold the Secret Service accountable for what was done in 9/11, because there's no other unit in the American government who knew more about 9/11 than the Secret Service, who had to protect both Bush, Cheney, and Mr. Mueller.
Sure, I've talked to high-level Secret Service, and they won't tell me anything secret. I don't want anything secret, but they tell me.
The Secret Service does not serve America.
Stay there. Let's come. We got to go to break. But they just tell me it's worse than you say, Alex. That's what I'm always told. It's worse than you say. I want to go to a couple phone calls here. Like Shane in Nevada is asking, what are solutions? Tom in Tennessee, others. We'll do 5 minutes the next hour, Dr. Pachinik. Then I hand the baton to David Knight. British nurse has gotten Ebola, relapsed after 9 months of being clear. Bernie Sanders, 1985 interview. We're going to play part of it, endorsing Fidel Castro. And socialism, gun confiscation, you name it, Hillary's calling for. We're going to get into Paul Ryan and the push to be Boehner's heir apparent and more. But it's a big deal to see Boehner having a step down. And there is a big push. And there are people fighting back. And so that's the good news, folks, is that America is not going quietly into totalitarianism without a fight. Dr. Pachinik is our guest. Let's talk to Shane in Nevada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I'm a vet. I was in the Army for 8 years. I'm receiving disability. I do own a firearm, but now that the government's saying that I'm a terrorist and all this other stuff, I was just wondering, how can we get the word out to more people about this, and if we can do a march on Washington without sparking civil war?
That's a great question, Shane. Dr. Pachinik, what is the propaganda push? Some under Bush, but like 10 times as much under Obama, where they say the founding fathers wouldn't be in today's military, returning vets, the number one terror threat, a new Justice Department unit to, quote, go after the Tea Party, federalization of local police, because all that does is wake up the military and police, in my experience, when they call them into briefing rooms and literally badmouth Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and the free market. That's totally woken up the military, is what I found. Are they that stupid? I mean, are they really that dumb? Because I never thought of myself as that smart, and I can look at that and tell that's how I'd wake the country up.
Well, you hit it right on the head. What they are doing is something we call in the psychological warfare paradoxical intention. In other words, many of us, people like me, want them to do that in order to show how stupid they really are and incompetent. You have to remember that no one in that White House either served in the military or was in combat, like this good man who's on the phone. The answer is no, they will not take away your guns, because they've been warned that if, in fact, they want to take the guns from anybody, and they've tried, God only knows how many absurd stand downs and false flags we've had, including Newtown and Oregon and other places which are unknown. The fact is you cannot round up all the 365 million, million guns that are out there, nor would they, nor could they rescind any of the amendments that they would like to. If this is all a bravado effort, which will never come to fruition. What in fact will happen is that when Trump and the Tea Party moves in, and by the way, my candidate for speaker, I sent it in 2 weeks ago to the Republican Party, is Daniel Webster, who comes from the Tea Party, comes from Northern Florida, and represents all the values that we believe in, strong Christian values, a less of a federal government, and has been in the state government for 25 years. Boehner, his stupidity was obvious when he picked an airbrain like Kevin McCarthy, who shot off his mouth about the Benghazi committee, which wasn't correct anyway, because the FBI is going after Hillary on the basis of crimes committed. So I would not be worried, sir, and I would not be worried in terms of the guns that are taken away or the veterans. If, in fact, they want to touch the VA, they're going to have to do a lot more than they've done. Unfortunately, they've never picked an individual who could run the Veteran Administration. This new man who came out of West Point, never really was in combat, worked for Palmolive or whatever transnational corporation, is not...